I'd like to welcome everybody this morning. This is a special gathering that we have the schus of convening once every 28 years. And we look forward to seeing you all back, God willing, 28 years from now. Yerushalayim HaBnuyah, God willing. The Gemara in Brachos, on Daf Nun Tes Amud Beis, tells us that when the sun is seen in its tekufa, in its season, in the position as we understand that it was in with respect to the solar system at the time of the creation of the world, at the exact same position, on the exact same day, on the exact same time of the day, which we understand to be Tuesday night at 6 p.m., the beginning of the fourth day of creation, when the sun returns to that position, then Omer Baruch Oseh Bereshis. Then one is supposed to make the bracha of Baruch Oseh Maaseh Bereshis. One is supposed to make the bracha about the wonder of the creation of the universe by God and the wondrous way in which God runs the world. Emas Habe, when is this blessed event in which we commemorate the creation of the sun and acknowledge that the sun has returned to its pristine original position? So Amar Abaye called Chavches Shonim, every single 28 years. V'hadar Machzer, v'nafla tekufas Nisan, v'shapsai, the Machzer, the cycle of the sun comes to its completion, which means that the tekufas Nisan, the equinox, the vernal equinox, comes out, v'shapsai, comes out during a time which is occupied by the zodiac sign, by the planet of Saturn, which occupies this particular moment in time on Tuesday evening at 6 p.m. Be'orta Zitlas Nagi Arba, the Tzkufa comes out Tuesday night at 6 p.m. And that occasions the recitation of the bracha. We wait until the morning, Wednesday morning, so that the sun can be visible, since after all, the Gemara says, this calculation is based on the tekufos as articulated by Shmuel. Essentially, in the Gemara in Erevin and Daf Nun Vav Amud Aleph is an articulation of Shmuel's understanding of the length of the solar year as 365 1/4 days. And if one continues to roll out the tekufos, there are four different Tekufos every single year, each one 91 days and 7.5 hours later than the one before. So it will turn out that it will take 28 years for the sun to be in the exact same position, which it's in every single year, but at the specific moment of Tuesday night at 6 p.m. So this occurred in year one, and it is now occurring for the 206th time in year 5,769, basically every single 28 years, if you divide 5,769 by 28, you get an exact number with a remainder of one. This is the first year of the new cycle of the sun, basically repeating this Machzer, repeating this cycle. Part of the fascination with Birchas Sachama is an acknowledgement of the different cycles that characterize our existence. There are cycles that are longer, there are cycles that are shorter. We talk about the cycle of the reconciliation between the solar calendar and the lunar calendar, which is not based upon the calculations of Shmuel. It's based upon the calculations of Avada, which are much more precise scientifically. That Machzer, which is sometimes referred to as the Machzer HaKatan, takes place every 19 years. The cycle of the sun is referred to as the Machzer HaGadol because this is an exceptionally long cycle. It's a 28-year cycle. The word Machzer is a word that is primarily familiar to us when we go to shul during the Yomim Tovim. We take out our sitter. Everybody has a special Machzer. You have your Machzer for Rosh Hashanah, your Machzer for Yom Kippur, for the Shalosh Regalim. Everybody has their special Machzer. You don't stop to think always, What does the word connote? What's this word machzer? The word machzer connotes this cycle. It's a cycle of life. Every year, we have the same cycle. We have the regalim, we have the yomim tovim. We review and we relive every single cycle of the yomim tovim, of our lives, year after year. And when we have this machzer gadol, the cycle of 28 years, part of the fascination is that it causes us to reflect about how there's an order and there's a continuity to the universe, to our lives, which takes place on a cosmic level and which causes us sometimes to reflect, where were we 28 years ago from today? God willing, where will we be 28 years from today? I remember 28 years ago when I was privileged to experience my first recitation of Birchas Hachama. I was a high school freshman at Yeshiva University High School for Boys. Now, 28 years later, I'm still here. Okay. Baruch Hashem, that's a good thing. It also reminds us of some of the transitions that have taken place over time. In one of the tefillos that are appended to the end of the Birchas Hachama, is a tefillah from the Rabbi Eliezer Chaim Deutsch. You could find it in the Sefer that Rabbi Bleicher published on the Birchas Hachama, in which the tefillah recognizes that during the past 28 years, in the time that has transpired from the previous tkufa, from the previous Birchas Hachama, over kama alpe nefashos asher chalfo mizeh ha'olam mishkon beretz Chaim. Many of the individuals who were around 28 years ago have moved on to the Eretz Chaim, moved on to a place in the world to come. And we pray, and we give recognition, we think about all of those who have passed on, and we think about their legacies, and even in this tefillah of Eliezer Chaim Deutsch, to even pray for the nafshos ha-meisim asher eretz achayim. It's an occasion to give a special prayer on behalf of all of those neshamos, and to remember also the principle articulated at the beginning of Koheles: v'zorach ha-shemesh uva ha-shemesh. The sun shines, the sun comes in. Ve'el mekomo shalef zareach hu sham. And it hastens to its place where it rises again, where there's a description of the daily cycle of the sun. And the Gemara derives from this pasuk that this teaches us how there is a natural and healthy passage of generations. Kishemes Rabbi Akiva Nolad Rebbe, at the precise moment when Rabbi Akiva passed on, Rebbe was born. Kishemes Rebbe Nolad Rabbi Yehuda, when Rebbe passed on, Rabbi Yehuda was born, and so forth and so forth. As it says, Shene Emar, Vizarach HaShemesh Uvah HaShemesh. As it says that the sun rises and the sun sets, it's a metaphor. It's a metaphor on some level for all of life, for all of our experiences, and for the passage of generations over the course of Jewish history. Therefore, we conclude as well the prayers of Birchas Hachama with the very upbeat, forward-looking notion expressed in the Yehi Ratzon at the end. We say, Yehi Ratzon Mofanecha, Shekashem Shezichisanu Levarech Birchas Hachama, the same way that we were given the privilege of reciting Birchas Hachama b'yom hazeh on this day, kein techayenu uskaimenu sechanenu sezakenu levarech birch bracha zo d'tkufa sachama hacheros habos aleinu l'sholom, that we make the, we beseech HaKadosh Baruch Hu that this cycle of life of the generation should be one that we should be privileged to continue to participate in ourselves, our families, for future tkufos to come, that we should be zoche to experience in all of the spiritual meaning and fulfillment the Birchas Hachama that we'll be reciting, God willing, on Erev Pesach, Habaleinu L'Tova, and also be able to fulfill this experience in future tkufos, Habayim Aleinu L'Tova. The Gemara in Shabbos says that one of the great testaments of the wisdom of the Jewish people is our ability to calculate tkufos and mazolos, to have a great understanding of astronomy and the astronomical systems. Amar Rabbi Shmuel ben Nachmani, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, minayin shemitzvah la'adam lachshav tkufos and mazolos. How do we know that there's a mitzvah to calculate tkufos and mazolos? Shenema v'shmartem v'asisem. We're taught that you should be able to exercise your wisdom to the eyes of all the nations of the world. What is the wisdom that impresses everybody because of its objective, empirical, wisdom that is demonstrated through the intelligence that goes into its calculations. Habei Omer, Zeh Chishuv Tkufus and Mazolos. It is recorded, this is the calculation of Tkufus and Mazolos. And Rashi explains that this is because we're Maris Simon Ledvarv. This is because we're able to demonstrate through charts and graphs. Mishnah Rosh Hashanah says, Raman Gamliel, for the astronomical cycle of the monthly occurrence of the sighting of the moon, would have a tabla and a kotel. He would have a big chart that was right next to the wall, on his wall, and he would be able to show graphs, and he would be able to show images and signs of exactly how the astronomy worked. We're privileged today to have our Sholom Eishiv with us, Rabbi David Palmer, who's going to give us a demonstration with, in fact, diagrams and charts and signs in accordance with the tradition of our Chachamim from days of old, in order to explain exactly how the calendar works, exactly what the astronomy is that we're talking about, in order to appreciate the phenomenon of a Birchas Hachama. And Rabbi Palmer is an expert pedagogue who is a particular expert at being able to convey complex notions in a very down-to-earth, understandable fashion. And what you will discover is that every single question that occurs to you that you think is the most basic and fundamental question that needs to be explained to understand what's going on, Rabbi Palmer will anticipate, I believe, all of your questions, so that the basic problem that occurs whenever there's a shiur or discussion about the Jewish calendar, which is that everyone's okay for the first 5 minutes, and then somebody makes a logical jump or a mathematical assumption that somehow isn't fully explained, and then everybody gets lost afterwards. So we all understand that phenomenon. That's why we brought in Rabbi Palmer, because Rabbi Palmer is here to ensure that that doesn't happen. So I think you'll be very pleased and enjoy the experience. And then the morning and Yom Iyun is capped by really the tremendous, tremendous course that we have to have Rabbi J. David Bleich Shlita, who is the Mechaber. They say literally he wrote the book on the subject. The Mechaber of Birchas Hachama, the Sefer, was published by Art Scroll 28 years ago. It was reissued this year with addendums and supplements, particularly relevant to the recitation this year in Erev Pesach. And Rabbi Bleich will give a presentation for the last hour of this program, in which he will also elucidate many of the practical aspects of Birchas Hachama. So I would like at this point in time, without further delay, to call upon Rabbi Palmer to share his multimedia presentation with us that we're all very much looking forward to.